This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates are battling for votes ahead of Tuesday's primaries. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump denounced a mass protest against him in Chicago as a disgrace and a planned attack. But his main Republican Party opponent said Saturday the tone of the Trump campaign has triggered such disruptions. At a campaign stop in Ohio, one of Trump's rallies was disrupted when a protester tried to charge the stage. Later, at a stop in Cleveland, Ohio, the Republican frontrunner said his campaign wants to stop U.S. jobs from going overseas.
We want to keep our factories here. We want to keep our manufacturing here. We don't want them moving to China, to Mexico, to Japan, to India, to Vietnam.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, campaigning in Missouri, meanwhile, said that Trump's rhetoric is inciting people to violence and should not be tolerated.
If you see bigotry, you should oppose it. If you see violence, you should condemn it. And if you see a bully, you should stand up to him.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, currently considered the leader of those challenging Trump's bid for the presidential nomination, criticized Friday's events in Chicago, saying such incidents encourage this type of nasty discord. Florida Senator Marco Rubio said the images from Chicago make America look like a third world country, while Ohio Governor John Kasich said that such things are not representative of America. Candidates are campaigning heavily in Florida and Ohio ahead of Tuesday's primaries. There are also primaries Tuesday in North Carolina, Illinois, and Missouri. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has launched two chemical attacks near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds more to flee. Iraqi security and hospital officials say the latest attack took place early Saturday in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State group for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. The top U.S. diplomat said that Russian and American monitors are meeting in both Geneva and Amman to try to figure out how to reduce the violence in Syria. Kerry said the level of violence, by all accounts, has been reduced by 80% to 90%, which is very, very significant. Meanwhile, Syria's foreign minister, Walid Mualim, said that the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive. Mualim said Saturday in Damascus the diplomats will leave for Geneva on Sunday. A Syrian opposition official says the foreign minister is halting Geneva talks before they start. A 10-year-old Palestinian boy and his 6-year-old sister died Saturday following an overnight Israeli missile strike in Hamas-controlled areas of Gaza. The Israeli military, that is, said in a statement that it launched retaliatory strikes against 4 Hamas militant training camps after 4 rockets landed in open areas of southern Israel late Friday. Officials said no one was hurt by those rockets. The children died after missile fragments hit their home near one of the training camps. Their deaths marked the first fatalities from airstrikes since October. French police have arrested 14 people protesting the presence of a migrant camp in Calais after they blocked bridges and set fire to tires calling for foreigners to go home. The protesters, calling themselves Identity Generation, gathered early Saturday carrying banners saying go home and no way. Calais has become a bottleneck, that is, for migrants hoping to cross the English Channel to Britain. Thousands of people have gathered in a refugee camp known as the Jungle because of its abysmal living conditions. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.